For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the Catch Up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Welcome to the Origin Overflow edition of the Rush Hour with MG. This is normally where you'd hear the Strictly Random podcast on a Friday, but MG, there's just too much Origin to talk about.
Oh, as well, you always love to say, it's a plethora.
It's a plethora. You do like that word. It is a plethora of Origin chat today on the Rush Hour with MG. No show, obviously, with Friday Night Football, but here is your Origin overflow. If you heard yesterday's show, you would have heard parts of our chats with Damien Cook and Tyson Frenzel from the Blues. Those full, unedited, extended versions of those chats will be in today's podcast, along with a chat with your brother-in-law, MG, part of the Blues coaching staff, Greg Alexander, which is a great chat and provides a... We heard from the players, but it provides an insight into what was happening behind the glass.
Oh, it's fascinating.
So let's get stuck into it. Before we go to all those, you know, players and coaches, I want to get your thoughts, MG.
Yeah.
What are your top-line thoughts on last night's or on Wednesday night's game, beg your pardon?
It kind of went the script, to be honest. I knew Queensland would come out breathing fire, as they did in the opening 15 minutes, and New South Wales did well to repel them. My first initial reaction, as I said on the show yesterday, was well done to the referees for not making it all about them. They made it all about the rugby league players, and consequently we saw a game of attrition, which we're not seeing in the NRL proper, which I loved. And I suppose, up until the 22nd minute, until James Maloney scored his try, there was a bit of a turning point on the 21st minute when an uncharacteristic drop by Will Chambers basically opened up the door for us to score. So the first 20 minutes were very Origin-esque. You know, it was tough. It was uncompromising. But in the end, our forwards were just too big and strong.
I want to go back to before the game for a moment. What did you make of New South Wales, the duffel coats, and also the coaching staff uniform? Bedsy and Freddie and the likes were almost wearing... they looked like they were ready to work behind the scenes at a play. They looked like the stage hands. Is that very Freddie?
Oh, Freddie's, as I say, a funky cat. He would have come up with a different idea just to get out of the blue blazers, which I suppose is not him. And I think that's just little things. You know, as Tyson Frizzell said to us yesterday on the show, they walk to the ground, which is unheard of. Even if it's even at Homebush, they get the bus to the underneath the stadium if they're staying at the Novotel. So. Yeah. Fantastic that they walked, they soaked up all the atmosphere. They saw all the jerseys in the blues and the maroons going to the game. And instead of being on the bus all cooped up with headphones on and worrying about the game, they actually got the chance to breathe and to take it all in.
And they would have got rid of a lot of the nervous energy because, as you say, 11 debutants.
Yeah.
The MCG of all the grounds around Australia and the world really does lend itself to a walk to the G from town. But
and well done to Melbourne.
87,000.
That's in an AFL dominated town. Well done, bravo.
Your man of the match?
Oh, Tedesco by a mile. Not by a mile, because Damien Cook was right behind him. And if Tedesco didn't play, Damien Cook wins the man of the match. He was everywhere. He was phenomenal. I thought Tom Trbojevic was sensational on the wing. I thought that our captain led by example in Boyd Cordner. He definitely had the best game he's played all year. And danger, the backs were just dangerous every time they touched the ball. Every time the ball went to James Roberts, who was kind of quiet, but he was still dangerous. Latrell Mitchell had a great debut. So look, when your team wins by 10 points in an Origin, you can't really fault anybody.
Just going back to that, Tedesco, outstanding. I think it's universally acknowledged that he was the best player and the most dangerous and damaging player on the ground that night. But you mentioned Tom Trbojevic there. There were some people floating ideas that him being played out of position, he's not a winger, he's a fullback. But his performance, that try, he had a tremendous Origin debut.
I was one of them. I was one of them who questioned the motives behind putting him on the wing instead of established wingers like a Kotrick. But every time the ball went up high, we had an advantage. I wouldn't surprise me if they put maybe Corey Oates on that wing to combat that next game, because his height was a dead set weapon. But more importantly, Liam, I think as we watched the game at my house, we were commenting on the tough runs he did out of his own end. Sometimes doubled up. Sometimes he kind of, he ran 20 times. He ran more. The only person who ran more than him in the whole game in New South Wales was Boyd Cordner. With 21 runs. So, and the next, the most Queenslander was Gagai at 18. So, to be second most in runs for a winger, That means he rolled his sleeves up. And that was a good insight you brought to the show a couple of weeks ago when you were in camp. And you said to our listeners that the main thing, when I asked you what was the main thing they were working on, you said not much, just coming out of their own end.
Out of their defensive 20, yeah.
And look what they did last night.
And Adokar as well, he mightn't have run for the same amount of metres as Tommy Turbo, but he
seven runs.
Rolled up his sleeves a lot, particularly coming out of danger for New South Wales. So, overall, well done by the backs. What'd you make of the halves performance, the two Penrith boys?
Just solid and steady. You know, there was never going to be... I don't think I was ever worried about them two, because you know what you're going to get. Nathan Cleary's a very wise head on young shoulders. Jimmy Maloney was a bit of rocks and diamonds last night, but the diamonds outshone the rocks. That's what he's there for. He's there to lead from the front. Only one missed tackle in the whole game, which was great for him. But he's a natural leader. He delivers when it counts, and we speak about him in volume. He was leading the Daly M's when they went behind closed doors, and he's one of the reasons, I think, why Penrith will win the competition.
He's having touch wood, we don't want to put the hex on him, but a possible Origin Series victory in the halves, a possible Daly M, has the makings of one of the all-time great seasons at the moment, James Maloney. What about your piggies, your Oinkers up front?
Yeah, look, I thought Clemmer started the game really strong. In his first stint, I thought Campbell Gillard was probably quiet compared to his NRL standards. Frizzell was probably the pick. Both the back rows, I think, Corden was great. Frizzell was great because Corden did a lot of that hard running out of the own end as well, 21 runs. Solid without being spectacular, the forward pack. When you've got a bloke like Tedesco and Damien Cook in your spine, they must relieve a lot of pressure off the forward because they do so much work off the ball as well that helps their team.
And geez, didn't Jack DeBellin and Jake Trbojevic, Jake's been there before, but Jack DeBellin certainly shows that his technique holds up in Origin, didn't he?
Snipers, mate. I would not run their way if I was playing against them. I would not. I'd say,
which makes it tough. Where do you run?
If you got them on the bat at the same time, you're up shit street without a paddle.
Let's turn our attention to Queensland for a moment.
Underwhelming.
We'll speak about their captain in a moment, but because GI widely lauded and applauded for his efforts last night, but what did you make of the rest of the team?
Yeah, underwhelming. I thought Munster started the game really strong. I thought they didn't get enough from their front rowers, in particular Wallace, who only ran for 3 runs for 26 metres in the whole game. That's unheard of. I think they'll make a couple of changes, him being one of them. Cooper was ineffective. Maguire tried his ass off all night. Yeah. Kafusi, likewise. And I thought Papali when he came off the bench as well, but Hess didn't have much of an impact. He's had a pretty ordinary season by his lofty standards from last year. So, I don't think Morgan's their answer at fullback. I'd rush Ponga in there straight away. He'd be my first personnel change I'd make to the Queensland team. I'd think about bringing Oates in on one of the wings, but then you've got Holmes and Gagai, who are probably,
two of the better players last night.
Yeah, but you've got Val Holmes up against Tommy Turbo. It's a mismatch, and New South Wales will be silly not to exploit that in game two.
Well, as they showed, and if Maloney has his kicking game on and Cleary has his kicking game on, that mismatch was highlighted in the Trbojevic try. Tommy just jumped over him.
No one jumped with him.
Took the ball out of his hands.
All night he was on another level, because when you've got that much confidence because you're 6'5", playing against a bloke who's 5'8", you don't have to jump very high to get the ball.
No.
So it's common sense. You kick his wing all night.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, we spoke to Gordon Tallis before Origin, and he said that Dylan Napa was the bloke he expected to stand up and be the new Matt Scott of this team. He was probably a little underwhelming, like the rest of them, as you'd say.
Oh, they were. Their forward pack got totally outplayed by the Blues pack. Inglis kind of tried to inspire by his defence.
Well, let's talk about GI because, we've got to grab... This is GI in the post-match press conference. And GI, he was the captain. I think you and Ryan Girdler both voiced at various stages that GI's captaincy made you nervous because he's a bloke who leads by example and would inspire his team. And we saw that particularly on the defensive end. But this was GI in the post-match press conference. And for a bloke who doesn't show a lot of emotion off-field, he's a little bit salty here.
You guys got to understand, unless you play Origin, that's what Origin's about. You know, your body and your mind goes to a different level. as players and being around camp and being, you know, you guys just write about it, but unless you play it, you guys will really understand what Origin's about.
Yeah, he's got a point, I suppose. I didn't hear without hearing the question, I could imagine it was along the lines of, you know, your tackling tonight was like we've never seen before.
Yeah.
Why? Well, it's pretty obvious he was captain of the Origin team for the first time. And, yeah, he got beat and pretty convincingly in the end, 22-12. A couple of things didn't go their way, but I think the referees can't be held accountable for anything from the game last night that went New South Wales' way. That forward pass, that was a touch judge's fault. He should have picked that up. The strip on Gagai, that could have went either way. Loose carry. So, you know, the same thing happened in New South Wales in the first half. The better team won. And Greg Inglis was their best player by a mile.
Well, and speaking of GI and him being the best player, this is what Coach Kevy Walters had to say in the post-match press conference.
I thought Greg was our best player. I thought if we had 17 Greg Inglises, we probably would have won that game. But unfortunately, we only had one. We got ourselves belted. Comprehensively. Yeah, English was never my great subject. Thanks for that, Greggy. And we managed to address that and fix it up.
Yeah, good on you, Kevy, for not coming out and he bit his tongue. You know, he could have said, you know, that forward pass and the Gagai thing, but he knew his team got beaten. And they got beaten pretty well up front. Their forwards had no impact, and that's something they've got to... I think Matt Scott should be rushed back in their team. They need some oomph up front. Maybe something, you know, maybe one of these young blokes, these back rowers from the Broncos, Sua or someone like that, maybe is often in Gowie. Fight fire with fire. These 11 debutants from New South Wales obviously had that exuberance that got them over the line. They didn't have any fear of failure.
Well, injury pending, let me ask you this. Obviously, Tarek Sims was 18th man and Nick Kotrick was 19th man for the Blues. No changes for you, injury pending?
No.
On the other side of the coin, you've floated some names around, but Ponga straight in
to fullback.
Straight in. What if Billy Slater's fit?
I don't think he will be. I don't think. Okay, if Billy's fit,
well, he's fit enough. You don't think he's fit enough? He'll be fit enough to play Origin.
Well, let's see. But if he's fit, you can't have Billy sitting on the bench or on wing. You'd have him fullback. You'd have Ponga at 14, then so you'd have to drop Michael Morgan
and Milford.
Oh, Milford, yeah.
And what about up forward? You've mentioned a few names there as well.
Yeah, I think Wallace and Cooper will be struggling to keep their spot in the team. I think McCulloch was strong without being sensational. Only 3 runs out of dummy half. That's kind of where they miss their leader, their captain, their ex-captain in Cameron Smith, who is conniving out of dummy half and kicks the odd 40-20 to get them rolling. And I dare say if Cameron Smith played last night, they probably would have won.
Wow. What about your? Have you spoken to your old partner Brad Fittler? Have you spoken to your old troublemaking partner?
Only via text.
Yeah.
I imagine you don't have
to share those. But
no, I just said
he's pretty happy.
I sent a joint text to both him and Brandy saying how proud I was of the boys, and it's a great day. It's, you know, I know that they're, you know, head down, ass up as far as the next game goes, because you don't beat Queensland in one game in a series of 3. But That was a telling blow last night, but as we know in history, tells you that Queensland bounced back after a first loss in the series, and they'll bounce back. Don't worry about that. But I think we've got the team now that will repel them.
Here is your mate Freddie in the post match press conference.
I felt like we're going to win this game. I was very excited about the team and the way they handled themselves during the week. The second game's without a doubt. I just feel like the moment the whistle went, I just felt just need to get on with the second one.
So he's already got his attention turned to game 2.
Yeah, and that's his job as New South Wales coach. We spoke to Damien Cook and Tyson Frizzell yesterday about their upcoming games, and they said they're straight into club mode. Well, Freddie hasn't got a club to go to. So he can plot, he can, you know, do all the things behind the scenes, which I imagine him and Brandy are doing as we speak for game 2. They'll be watching tape, looking at a couple of little... Look, they played nearly the perfect game. You know, the one penalty awarded against them. Their error count was right down. I think they made 4 errors all game. You don't lose too many games if you make 4 errors and have 1 penalty conceded. So they know that things might turn in the game, the next game, and they might think of some way to combat that. They may be getting Peachy on a little bit earlier.
He only played 10 minutes last night.
And that's unless you're losing, I think that's what happens with the utility.
What are utilities unfortunately. There for?
Yeah, unless there's an early injury, he's basically just here to cover and get a run at the end of the game. I would like to see him get a little bit earlier.
Well, a 22-12 victory for game one for New South Wales. MG, that's probably where you and I will leave this Origin overflow, but we are going to lead you in now to the full extended chat with Damien Cook, Tyson Frizzell, and Greg Alexander, all from New South Wales. And here's hoping we're doing another one of these, but celebrating a New South Wales series victory after game two.
Enjoy.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the Catch Up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
So Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, obviously all about Origin today, MG, after New South Wales' triumphant victory in game one last night down to the MCG. 80 minutes, 52 tackles, speed and smarts out of dummy half that created plenty of opportunities for the team. That is one hell of a report card for a bloke who was playing his first game of Origin in front of 87,000-plus. Damien Cook from the victorious New South Wales Blues. Welcome to the Rush Hour with MG and congratulations.
How you going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Oh, fantastic, mate. Your form last night mirrored exactly what you'd been doing at club level. And I felt so proud of you when you did this little moment here. After you listen to this, I wanted you to talk us through it and tell us.
Here's Cook running out of dummy. Go! He makes 20 metres. Then gets a pass on to Maloney. Down the centre he goes. Gives it to Tedesco. Chambers chases. Chambers misses. Tedesco's over. Tedesco plunges over. The Blues are in. The Blues are on top of the first try.
Well, you got picked for your speed out of dummy half, and it's exactly what you did out last night. Your first real run from dummy half created the first try. Talk us through what was going through your mind, brother.
Yeah, mate, I was just trying to play my style of footy. I guess it helped me get to that team. And I was just trying to find the right opportunities. And I thought last night Queensland were doing a really good job of slowing us down in the ruck too. So I was just trying to pick the right times. I was lucky Jim Maloney's very good at support, even Tedesco as well, to be pushing up the middle that turned that small run into a try.
We watched that. We were watching the game last night, Damien, at MG's place, and there was, as that moment, that play was happening, there was just people around the room yelling, "Spine! Look at our spine!" Yeah. Everyone getting very excited. Now, Damien, I spoke to you in Blues camp ahead of this game one, and I asked you, the day before you guys flew out to Melbourne, I think, I asked you to describe your team in one word, and I asked you to describe your coach in one word, and you struggled with it, if I'm going to be honest. I'm going to ask you, Damien, your first Origin game, 87,000 at the MCG, you had a win. In one word, how was it?
Awesome.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, you got me with that.
Mate, that's what you, I mean, your pick for your attack, your speed out of dummy half is, according to insiders, the best in the team, but you racked up 52 tackles. I mean, did you realise you were doing an awful lot of defence, or did that kind of sneak up on you, that mark, that 52 tackle mark?
Yeah, it did sneak up a bit, but I did it. Obviously, going through the game, there wasn't many penalties and a few, and there wasn't many errors as well. So, there was a lot of work going into that game end to end, and it was, they did a good job there, obviously. Getting out of our spot plays, that's what we all do it to. Each other's teams, and obviously I'm being in the middle, I'm going to get a lot of traffic my way.
You make a good point there. In average NRL games this year, we've seen 40 stoppages. That's usually 20 penalties and 20 errors with both teams. Last night, penalties were 4-1. Queensland, 9 errors. You, 4 errors. That's 13 and 5, which is 18 stoppages in the game. And the game flowed accordingly. As a player in the middle of the field last night, did you actually feel like the referees had put their whistles in their pockets?
Yeah, I felt like it was a good flowing game, and that's what we want to. We want to go end to end and see which team's really going to come out the other side, and we were that team last night. But yeah, like you said, there wasn't many errors. It was a high quality game of footy, and it's not many errors. That means there's not many breaks as well. So everyone's out on their feet, and the lungs are burning, and it's just whoever can stay out there the longest.
How have you pulled up, Damien, after all that work?
Yeah, no, not too bad, mate. I'm obviously a bit sore from the game, a bit of general soreness after games and that, but I'm all good, mate.
And have you, believe you've landed on the Gold Coast already? You're up there ahead of your game for against the Gold Coast tomorrow?
Yeah, we all flew up together. Me, Angus, Gags and Greg as well flew together this morning. So
There was a love back in the group there once we got back together.
Oh, then, so the love's back?
Too, I talked to you, did you?
Once we got back into the airport, it was back on the South Sydney for us. And it was good to see them, actually, outside of Origin. And, you know, we've landed up here today and ready to go for the Titans tomorrow.
I reckon if he turned up at the airport with a Blues polo shirt on, gee, I would have whacked him. Would have just sent one of those tackles at him, gee.
Yeah, he tackled it was like De Bellin last night in defence, wasn't he?
Coming out of the line.
Cookie, usually people tell you before the game, you had Brandy, you had Freddie, you had Bedsy, you had a lot of other ex-Origin greats around you in the lead-up to the camp. A lot of people can tell you what the game's going to be like. Until you actually play it, it's kind of insignificant. What was the main thing you brought away from your debut in the Origin jersey last night?
Yeah, you're right. Like a lot of people told me how it's going to be, and I guess you don't know if you're ready or if you, what it's going to be like until you play it. And just last night was just, I guess, that end-to-end footy and high completion. And that's what it really was. It was a fast game last night, and there wasn't much stoppages, which was, you know, a lot different to club footy week in, week out.
With that as well, I mean, we spoke to Tyson Frizzell just moments ago and you know, a modest bloke and speaking about how you guys, the whole way, you never got ahead of yourselves. But was there a moment for you last night where you sort of, you realised the step up that Origin was? Was it from the initial kickoff or, I mean, I guess you're playing in front of 87,000, but was there a particular moment or a play where you went, oh, this is another level?
Yeah, I probably think it was Gay Guy's try just after half-time. I think I thought we played well. We weren't quite getting our attack right, but we'll defend together. But then for them to hit back straight away after half-time and obviously score in the corner, you know, just showed it come down to little moments in the game. And we were never comfortable that we were going to win that game last night. We had to keep playing the whole 80 minutes. Yeah, I've watched too many games where Queensland have come back and won in the last 10 minutes. So. you know, we just had to keep playing the whole time.
Well, Damien, I love chatting to you, particularly in person, because you're one of the few blokes I can actually have a conversation with at eye level. But I want to raise an issue, MG, because you're the bloke you're the number one fan of, Regan Campbell-Gillard.
Yes.
The amount of fanfare that bloke's getting about his moustache, and fair dues, it's outstanding. But I reckon, Damien, your facial hair is being put in the shade by RCG, and it's not getting the adulation it deserves. It's very manicured, your facial hair, Damien. I like what you're doing with it.
I think you're right. I think I've put a bit more time and effort into mine, and he just lets it grow. There's no maintenance whatsoever with that thing, but it is a good one. It's very impressive, mine takes a little bit more care than that.
Well, Damien Cook, State of Origin player. You've had a phenomenal year, mate, a breakout season. And if it wasn't for a bloke called Tedesco, you would have been man of the match last night. That's how good you played. And we want to thank you for spending time with us on the rush hour here. And good luck tomorrow night against the Titans.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much. Anytime.
Thanks, Damien.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M. Or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app. MG, all the talk heading into Game 1 was about the speed of the backs for New South Wales and these 11 debutants who'd never been in the Origin arena, or the heat of the Origin battle before. But one man who's been there before, and a certain chase on one Dane Gagai in last year's series, demonstrated just how much speed this man has. 35 tackles last night, second most in the game behind Damien Cook. 3 line breaks, and he posed a real threat all night. Tyson Frizzell, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG, and congratulations on last night's win.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Fantastic win, Tyce. Mate, look, it's just a fresh-looking team. You played accordingly. Queensland, on the other hand, had a few little chinks in the armour. You guys certainly exposed that. How was the whole camp?
Yeah, it was quite different coming into camp and seeing a lot of people that you haven't met before. And obviously you play against them week in, week out. But to come into a camp and have such a fresh new look and I'm feeling like an old guy coming into a club like that. the week was awesome. Freddie got us going and bonding well together. So, we prepared well. And I think that's what, kind of showed on the field yesterday.
Yeah, I think you looked empowered. Even when they read the team out on the Monday night, it's the star standing there in your new attire. He looks fresh. And I think the fact is that they picked every player on their form of NRL, and I think you just played accordingly.
Yeah, well, obviously, spoken about the speed and the players that we had out wide, and I guess our kind of game plan was to try and use them as much as possible and play to our strengths. You can say Queensland were a bit underdone with the injuries and that probably went through their camp throughout the week, but for us it was just trying to do what we could do best, and we know Queensland definitely going to be better game two, and for us we need to be better as well.
Yeah, Tyson, I want to ask about you. MG mentioned the attire at the announcement night. I wanted to ask, because I saw some photos of you guys approaching or arriving at the MCG yesterday. Was there a uniform duffel coat that was distributed by Freddie? Was everyone in the black duffel?
He loves his duffel coat.
Yeah.
Was this like a jersey presentation that happened with the duffel coats?
Yeah, a bit of both. I guess we had to change to the climate of Melbourne. Everyone knows at night time Melbourne can be a little bit colder, and we had to walk to the stadium, which is something different, and all the boys spoke how actually good it was. It's something different that probably no one's probably done since back when they were playing in club footy or something like that, walking to a game. It was only say 400 metres from the stadium, and it was a different experience, and it was pretty cool too. So I got to see, fans walking into the game, something that you kind of miss when you're just sitting on the bus and, you concentrate and listen to music or something. But
I'll tell you what, it would have been pretty intimidating, 18 of those blokes in duffel coats with the collars turned up, just striding towards the MCG.
Some of them might have thought The Matrix was getting refilmed or something.
it was good. It was good, though.
And how have you pulled up today, Tyson? It was a physical, willing contest, and you put your body on the line both in attack and defence. How have you pulled up?
Yeah, pulled up pretty good, to be honest. I think most of the boys are coming out of that game, a bit sore, but, injury-free as well. So that's a good thing for myself. I'm feeling pretty good at the moment. The body's in good nick, and we've got a game coming up on Monday, so I've got a couple of days to recover. Some boys are going to go back and play Friday night, but I've got a couple of days to recover, and I'll be asleep on Monday.
Just back to the quirkiness, I suppose, of my mate Freddie Fittler. I've had the pleasure of playing alongside of him, and along with Greg Alexander, probably the two best players I've ever played with. What's the one thing from the last couple of weeks you spent with him that you got out of him, mostly?
I didn't know too much about Freddie, and I guess everyone knows that he's a different kind of character, but, like I said, I didn't know too much, and just his knowledge of Origin and knowledge of the game and what's needed. He's a very, very passionate and competitive sort of guy that you can tell that, he just wants to win on everything, and that's probably why it makes him, probably one of the best ever players put on the Blues jersey, and
bloody oath.
He got every little bit out of us in preparation, and left no stone unturned. The day before the game, we're just going over little things, knocking on boys' door, making sure everything's all right. And, I think we're all looking forward to, a bit of unknown going into a game with such. Unfamiliar faces and people that haven't played Origin before. So, Freddie's been around for a while, and, he made us feel comfortable going into that game.
Yeah, I think it was evident you were bought into his systems. Whatever he put in place, you guys just lapped it up, and I think that showed on the footy field as well. And with the roommates, you had young Nathan Cleary, a sensational debut for him last night, and all the rookies in particular. But how was young Nathan like as a roommate?
Yeah, he was good. He's a very likeable, humble young kid. He was pretty quiet. I think he was a bit nervous coming into the last couple of days of the game. But he's got an old head on young shoulders, and he played really tough. He went in the line a couple of times and got smashed, but got back up and kept going. So he's definitely going to be. In that squad for many, many years. And, it's good to see him playing so well and playing so tough.
Hey, Tyson, getting back to the game itself, specifically last night, I mean, you had a job to a degree looking after Nathan Cleary in the defensive line, but, were you aware of the captain for the Maroons, Greg Inglis, put on some hits that were, he was trying to lift his side and inspire his side. Do you, in your role in the team, are you aware that GI was out hunting last night?
Not too much. It's hard to tell when someone's hunting out from so wide. I think he got me once, put me on my backside when I ran him, so I tried to stay clear of him. But, yeah, I guess he was just trying to lift their side, and he was trying to find any opportunity to change the momentum. But you know, I think we're good enough to come away with that. And, we stuck to what we knew, and, that's what paid off for us in the end.
And was there a moment for you where you sort of looked around at any particular stage, whether it was early on or later, where you thought, yep, we are right in this, we can absolutely run away with this? Was there a particular set or a moment in the game for you?
Oh, not at all. I don't think you can ever think like that. And we felt pretty comfortable in the first half when we went out to a penalty kick and then a try, and felt like all the momentum was with us. And then one intercept try just changes that all. And we're going into halftime, only up by two, and the game's in the balance, and then they get a quick try. So at no point in time did I feel comfortable in thinking that we had this game. And I guess you can't think like that in any Origin, because the more when you're staying complacent, that's when things can change and momentum swings.
On the club footy for a minute, Tyce. Top of the table, going sensationally this year, the Dragons. You find a out of sorts Bulldogs on Monday, and when you say, every time you say a team's out of sorts, you're going to expect a torrid encounter.
Yeah, I think every time we've played Bulldogs in the past, there's something that's been going on. Their back's against the wall and they've touched us up. So, we're going to be looking to... We've had a loss last week against Penrith, and they put us on show, and so we're looking to bounce back. I'm not too sure what's going on too much at the Bulldogs, but at the moment we just need to get ourselves back on track and get back to the footy that we know we can play.
And let us behind the curtain a little bit last night, Tyson. After the game, was it beers in the rooms? Did you go back to the hotel? What was the route? Or how quickly did Freddie yank the chain and turn your attention to game two? What was the talk us through?
Yeah, well, you just pretty much said enjoy tonight for what it is, and it's a very special moment, especially for all the guys that debuted, and even for myself. Winning Origin games is not easy, so we definitely do need to enjoy it. But today's a different day, and we need to focus on going back to our clubs, playing well, and hopefully coming into game two and preparing well. So yeah, it was a lot of formalities, and seeing a lot of family that have helped you along the way. And after that, we had a few quiet beers and just shut it down. A lot of boys got to play in a couple of days' time, so.
Sounds like Tyson was tucked up in bed by 10 o'clock, MG. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, a bit of room service, club sandwich,
Yeah, that's a hideaway from a few of the boys. That was a good night, and definitely a night that a few of the boys will definitely remember for a long time.
Well, you mentioned it's not just you who celebrate. You got me thinking that it is the peripherals, isn't it? The families, your cousins, your grandparents, everyone who's associated with you as a kid, all of a sudden you think of them straight away after you win a game like this, because you know the sacrifice that they've had to do to make you the player you are. I actually played under-12s PWSA for New South Wales with your dad, Andrew.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was a front rower from Milperra, and I was a little winger from Mount Druitt, and we played on the Sydney Cricket Ground before a test match in 1979.
Yeah, he does remind me about playing in the Sydney Cricket Ground. It's one of his highlights of his career, you reckon? So, yeah, a lot of people do put in a lot of time. So it's good to, for those people to experience, coming into the sheds and, mingling with the players. So, yeah, they put a lot of hard work into the boys, and, rightfully so, they can, come and soak up, the win with us. And, like I said, boys will definitely remember.
He actually kicked the goal from the sideline at 12.
He was a toe poker.
Mate, you mentioned Nathan Cleary's a modest young kid, mate. So are you. You're only a bub still, as far as the Origin arena goes. And, mate, last night you became a man on the field. You're a natural leader, and we want to thank you for spending some time with us on the rush hour, and good luck on Monday.
No worries, guys. Thank you very much.
Go and catch your flight, Tyson. I think they're calling you out.
Yeah.
You're a champion, mate.
Thanks for your time, Tyson.
Cheers, guys. No worries.
See you, buddy.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Greg Alexander, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG. Congratulations. How are you feeling this morning after a Game 1 victory?
Feel good, no doubt. Better to win than lose, but I thought the boys were good. Mate, let's be honest, it's all about winning, isn't it? You got to win. Doesn't matter whether the preparation's been good, everyone's excited. It doesn't mean much if you don't win. So it felt good. And it was after the build-up, and it's been a pretty big build-up, it was almost like a relief.
I must say, we often talk about referees in a derogatory type of way, and last night I forgot who refereed, and I think that's a good thing, because 4-1 penalties, errors 9-4, that means there's only 18 stoppages in the game, and finally we see a team this year win a game on attrition.
Yeah, it was a battle, MG. There's no doubt it was a tough game, and, I thought that's where our blokes were outstanding. Queensland had disrupted preparation, and that probably made it tough for them to gel as a side with, Ben Hunt and Cameron Munster and Morgan at the back. It was a new halves, new spine for the Maroons. But, I thought our blokes hung in there after going behind it. After the Gagai try in the second half, showed plenty of character. Look, 4-1, the penalty count. It was good, but, I think there's a happy medium there somewhere. Mm. He certainly didn't want to see 20 penalties, but 5 was low, and our boys were gassed. When they came off the field, no one had, especially the new boys, hadn't experienced anything like that, where the ball was basically in play because there was no errors. There were very few errors and no penalties. So it was a tough game.
What was it like in the box, Brandy? I mean, we've seen plenty of coaches over the years. Some are vocal, some are demonstrative. What was it like in the box last night?
No, it was pretty quiet, actually, because the box, the glass at the MCG blocks out a lot of the sound. For me, and it was new to me, because I did the interchange, so I had headsets on. So I was in the cone of silence. I could only hear Freddie when he raised his voice, or Danny Badiris or Peter Parr down the line. So it was a little bit different for me last night. Mm. But Freddie was pretty cool. There was moments in the game, of course, that you get a little bit boisterous, and when things aren't going your way, or something you want your team to do and they're not doing it. But otherwise, it was quite calm. We had in the box next door some of the Blues sponsors, and Lou Zivanovic, Cade, sponsored the 18s, and we had a couple of other big supporters of the Blues side. And one of the guys in there was from the Brisbane Lions, and he was involved in the Brisbane Lions through their wins in the early 90s, or whenever the Lions won those three straight premierships. And he said, I was amazed at how calm the coach's box was. He said, AFL coaches, go off their nut. And there's a stream of people in there, whereas in our box it was just me, Freddie, and Luke Phillips. I don't think we got out of our seat once. We stayed in our seats the whole time. So it was pretty cool.
Obviously, 11 debutants, and every one of them handled themselves beautifully. They weren't caught up in the whole aura of MCG. And I thought there was a few standouts as far as the rookies go. In particular, Tommy Turbo on the wing was done the tough metres out of your own end. That was 20 runs for 141 metres was sensational. I think the captain's knock was fantastic in Cordner. Young Cleary at halfback was never phased, but Damien Cook out of dummy half, 52 tackles, set up the first try. We spoke to him earlier. What a humble man he is.
Yeah, he's a great young bloke, MG. And, we knew he could run out of dummy half, but it was over the last 4 weeks, a bit of his dummy half play where he was bringing his forwards onto the ball and also his defence. His defence for South Sydney is outstanding. And, Damien Cook in the middle in his first Origin game, it didn't faze him. And you're right. That was something that I felt about the young blokes. You know, even though they had not played Origin before, they've been pretty good in the NRL for a while. And but Cook was a standout, and he almost, you know, lost a few ribs late in the second half, but was able to battle on. Now, to play 80 minutes in that sort of game shows plenty of character. He was brilliant for us, and I agree with Tommy T. He was great in the wing. Kept kicking to him, kept putting him under pressure, and man, scored a great try. And his runs, you're right, they were tough. 19 runs straight to the meat of the pack, and kept doing it all night.
Now, Brandy, I'm glad that New South Wales won in particular, because it allows me to ask this question. And I wouldn't head down this track if New South Wales had lost the game. I was fascinated with the clothing, with the get-up of New South Wales. That not only the players, and we spoke to Tyson Frizzell about the duffel coats and the walk to the ground, but also the long sleeve, tight wearing
Black Panther
look that all the coaches were rolling with. What was the talk us through the where that came from?
Mate, I'm not much of a fashion man, so I'm probably not the best person to ask. I didn't really care. I thought, oh, it's a little bit different, but you know, I'll take a shot for the team and just put it on and be done with it.
I can imagine you.
I don't know what it was. I was just happy that we didn't wear the blue blazer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I reckon Bedsy looked like he was pretty happy with it, because Bedsy's still in pretty good nick, and he looked like he was, you know, pretty happy to be wearing something that tight.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't ask Beds either. He's not much of a clothes person himself. So, well, I guess me and Bedsy just, you know, whatever clothes were dished out, we put them on and off we go.
Well, fantastic victory last night for the Baby Blues. Now on to the 24th of June, which is will come before we know it, here at in Sydney at ANZ Stadium. Get your tickets now, because they'll be golloped up. It'll be a sellout match. Brandi, thanks again, mate, for spending time with us on the Rush Hour, my man.
Good on you, mate.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Fantastic interviews and insight and access from New South Wales there. We thank them, Tyson Frizzell, Damien Cook, and your mate, Greg Alexander. All three of them for giving us some time on the Origin Overflow podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. And before we go, MG, this is what I wanted to share with you. Now, again, if you haven't already checked out that fantastic video that our mate Digital Tony, Where's Tony? As you like to call him, he's put together of the highlights from last night's Triple M call.
That's fantastic.
It is outstanding. But this is what I wanted to draw your attention to, because you've heard of Ric Flair.
Oh, I'm a mad wrestling fan.
The Nature Boy.
Yeah.
He gives it a little bit of this.
They call the Nature Boy.
Woo! Yeah, that's his
iconic.
Yeah.
Right. Last night, Ryan Girdler got very excited. Have a listen to the breakdown of his reaction to the four tries that New South Wales scored. Ryan, the Nature Boy Girdler.
Classic. Well done.
Well done, Ryan, the Nature Boy Girdler.
I'm glad he was doing it, not Wendell, because that means Queensland would have won. But yeah, I suppose when you're that excited, he encapsulates exactly how most New South Welshmen were feeling.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we got to go.